The next area or major pitfall is gradients. And this is less to do with the actual propeller mesh in CFD, but the solution itself. That if you're doing any sort of simulation, the results can only be as detailed as the mesh. So if you have an area where in CFD, if you have an area where flow is changing rapidly, where the pressures are changing rapidly and cavitation is changing rapidly, you want to have a pretty dense mesh. If you look at this leading edge of this propeller here, you can see that the mesh has been increased here, and that's to capture the leading edge pressure spike as well as the vortex that might be generated. Likewise, the mesh around the tip of the propeller has an increased density as well, and that's to capture, again, this area has a lot going on. If you have large brick elements, they don't capture it. If you get small elements, you can capture that phenomenon better. In finite element analysis, we see the additional elements placed into the root, and that's because the root has a stress concentration and the stress increases very dramatically down here. So we need enough elements to resolve that gradient properly. So this can be some really good takeaways for generating meshes for simulations.